Hey, listeners, this is your biohacker speaking, aka Katie. If there is one thing I dread, it is walking down the skincare aisle of my local pharmacy. There are just so many options to choose from, and I never really know if something is actually working. So that's why I reached out to Rachel Varga for some TLC and guidance through her one-on-one consultation. And honestly, there is just nothing better than putting your skincare regimen into the hands of someone you trust and who really takes the time to evaluate your skin type and then give you access to products you just won't find on supermarket shelves. Since I'm on camera almost all the time, I really can't afford to get a breakout or have my skin looking dry and flaky. Rachel's protocol has literally changed the texture and complexion of my skin to the point where I'm starting to get ID'd again, which makes you feel good at literally any age. So if you haven't booked your session yet, then head over to rachelvarga.ca to learn more.
Welcome to Beauty and the Biohacker, where we explore the latest tools and trends in self-care, aesthetics, and peak performance to help you live your most beautiful life from the inside out. I'm your co-host, Rachel Varga, a board-certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 19,000 rejuvenation treatments performed on thousands of patients.
And I'm Katie Moore, a self-proclaimed biohacker with 3 years of self-experimenting in the space of health and wellness technology. I'm on a mission to help you achieve success without sacrificing your health or happiness through my YouTube channel, Katie Type A.
So join us as we sit down with some of the biggest innovators in the health space, the movers and shakers of the wellness world,
and unpack some of the biggest secrets in the skincare and longevity space. We are Beauty and the Biohacker, and we're thrilled to have you along for the ride.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode here on the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast with yours truly, Katie Moore. We got the professional journalist and pro biohacker in the house, and you got myself, who is double board certified in skin stuff. So let's kind of blend the best of both worlds in this episode. Katie and I are going to be sharing our struggles, our blocks, our wins when it comes to being an entrepreneur, and if you are a parent, if you're a working professional yourself, even if you're retired and you're helping your kids with their kids, there's going to be some great content in today's episode to help you stay balanced, grounded, centered, and aligned. I don't know about you, Katie, but the evolutionary forces and changes on the planet right now is a bit intense. So are you excited about this episode?
I am so excited. And I think it's one of those things that, like, you can't really talk about this stuff until you've actually done it and experienced what it's like to fully work for yourself for, like, at least a year. And I know we're both in that situation right now. And so I've learned a lot. I've grown so much. My own relationship to work and time and management and all of that stuff is really evolved. And so I think we both complement each other in working together as part of a business. But solo, I think we also have some really great insights that we can hopefully share with all of you amazing people if you are thinking about taking that leap as well. So I think, as kind of like maybe just a place to start off, we should talk about how we actually started our own businesses. And like, there was a lot of upfront decision making and prep work, at least for me, and I'm sure the same goes for you, Rachel. And so I would love to kind of just share our own personal entrepreneur stories and just what steps we actually took before we decided to leave our corporate jobs.
Well, you know, it's overnight success story right now. No. This is like 2 years of struggle and grinding it out. We're talking 16-hour days, 7 days a week, money spent on countless courses and platforms, stress, missing out on time with friends, family, and fun. Okay, that's like the reality of starting your own business. So when it comes to starting, steps that I took, and actually I'm really excited to be sharing this here on the show. And I do more of a deep dive with fellow aesthetic physicians and nurses that are wanting to roll out more of a virtual platform for themselves to reach new clients, to streamline their workload, to help their clients between their visits. It's kind of fun getting to the point where you can actually share and be like, I did this. So there's proof that you can do it too. But here, save the hiccups and the roadblocks and, you know, have a bit of an easier process. But through struggle comes growth. So when I first started my business, first thing you want to do is hire yourself a lawyer, get yourself incorporated, get all that stuff out of the way. You want that stuff done appropriately, get your books in order, all of that. So you start to build out your team from the beginning with getting things done professionally. There are some people like my hubby who he did his own incorporation and stuff like that. But I mean, that took a lot of time that I didn't have. So the next step that I took was, it was a lot of struggling with like messaging, because myself as a clinician, I'd be curious to hear your take on this as a professional journalist. I had to get out of clinical medical jargon role so that I could actually explain what I needed to share through specific means and messaging so that it wasn't getting lost in translation and sounding too technical. So there's the branding, there's the messaging, there's getting incorporated, there's building out your systems. And when you're starting out, don't bother like paying for those course hosting platforms before you even have an audience. You're going to start to build your audience through networking, collaborating, and all of that. But when I first started, this was a number of years ago, I was in this back converted yoga studio. It was like a 10 by 10 room, and I'm doing Zoom calls for helping people with their skin from the other side of the world, right? And I feel like I was perceived at, what the heck is Rachel doing back there talking to people on the other side of the planet? And this was before Zoom was huge. So sometimes when you're starting a business, people around you won't really understand what you're doing. But if you have a solid vision, you have a solid plan, it will eventually pick up steam.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all those things. And I, as a full-time content creator, so in a little bit of a different sort of world, but like, I mean, we're still both, you know, actively educating people. I had to kind of look at things from, okay, how do I build an actual brand? And so that took a lot of time. And especially if you're thinking about going into, I don't know, anything from coaching to, you know, starting a channel or something of that. I am so fortunate that my, you know, partner is a graphic designer by trade. And so we worked together, I mean, for probably like 3 months, just coming up with like, who am I? And sort of laying down the vision of, well, if this is what you want today, what is it that you actually want in 5 years? What do you want in 10 years? And so really thinking about the big picture and then basically coming up with like a statement or two about who you are, which is really hard to do because we have so much to our personalities and what we want to give back in the world. But I think sometimes it's really important to just make sure that you are setting that like very clear vision to people so that they know exactly what they're going to get. So if you don't have the option of, you know, having a friend or your partner being a graphic designer, there's a lot of other options out there, including incorporation of AI technology, you know, that you can go through Design Hacker. We've had them on the show. It will literally write like copy for you to include on your website. So think about your, you know, the language that you want to use to present yourself. Maybe even look into something like Fiverr or a design service where you're not paying a ton of money up front, but you are going to get something that's aesthetic, that's going to represent your brand. And then finally, like, think about building out a website, and that can take a lot of work. But what services do you want to offer on your website? How can those be easily integrated? So I know these are very technical things, but these were things no one told me before I got started, and it all sounded so glamorous. And I watched all the YouTube videos of like how I grew my YouTube following by 10x and a day, and I was like, but nothing was about like the behind the scenes work of like, how are you going to actually generate revenue so that you're profitable from this. And I really think that you have to sort of think about your vision, your long-term goals, and then how are you going to start to like just put all of that together in one really beautiful seamless package so that when people go to your site, and also there's a whole thing with SEO, which is really important because you want to get noticed in this space. How do you go about like creating that? And I feel like I could talk about this for hours, so I'm going to kind of just put a little pin in that. Maybe we'll come revisit this another time, but there definitely, that's some of the strategic stuff I took when I first was thinking about my business.
Yeah. And one of the cool things about this whole process is who you meet and also the personal and professional development piece that can kind of happen in tandem. So mentally, this is a big mental game. Like being an entrepreneur is it's quite the journey. Let's just say that. But honestly, like just reach out to me. I'm happy to share my network of like who builds my website, who does my messaging, branding, stuff like that, because they've helped me and they can help you too. But I have this whole other training platform at rejuvenationtraining.com where I help fellow aesthetic providers, which has been a lot of fun to give other clinicians the freedom to kind of do what I've done too. And one of the reasons why I've actually done this was because I knew something was going to happen. I saw the writings on the wall. So if you have a niggle and an intuition to do something, I want you to start to pay attention to that. And sometimes we just have to get out of our own way. So what I did was I wanted to find my tribe. And it's funny when we're talking about building your network, have known Dave Asprey for quite a while now. He introduced me to JJ Virgin and all these cool people. So when you start to build your network and find your tribe, it actually makes work super enjoyable. We've done a ton of interviews. I'm over 180 interviews now that I've conducted. And so doing interviews, you're building your network that way. You're learning while you're having conversations. It's so much fun. So building your network as opposed to like paying for advertising on for cold audiences, this has been a great way for me to actually save a lot of money with advertising and reaching people that are within like a similar niche or that are also into the space of health, wellness, looking our best, feeling our best, and all of that.
Now, Rachel is very fortunate because she lives on Vancouver Island and she is neighbors to Dave Asprey, but not all of us have that luxury. And so one of the best things that I've learned is just to take a chance, just reach out, kind of like, you know, Rachel, when you were like applying for schools and you're like, okay, here's my reach schools, like Harvard, yeah, like I'm probably not going to get into them, but I'm going to apply anyway. Here are some of my other like, you know, safety schools. It's the same thing when you're doing networking. Like sometimes you're going to throw a million darts and maybe one of them will stick. Rachel and I are a great example of this. I heard Rachel on Dave. I was obsessed with Rachel. I listened to her podcast and one day I was just like, I'm just going to DM her. Like, what's the worst that could happen? She might ignore it. She might say no. And look at what ended up happening. A beautiful friendship, an actual business that we created. Not saying this is going to happen like for everyone, but sometimes it's just about taking those risks because I've reached out to so many people. I've gotten a lot of no's, but in the rare chance that you get a yes and it's in alignment with what you should be doing, it's all going to work out. And the other big piece of advice I would highly recommend you as you're thinking about networking is follow up. And I have a friend who actually has this really cool system that he does where every like 2 months he gets a reminder to follow up with this one person that he's worked with, follow up with this person he talked to or got lunch with, and et cetera. And so the more that you can remind people like, hey, I'm still here, I'm still doing this thing, the better off you will be with your business networking opportunities down the line, because there will be a day somebody will just reach out to you and say, hey, I have this cool thing happening. Do you want to be part of it? Another thing too is build a network through your own like newsletter community. Get people subscribed to, you know, what you're doing so they can stay updated, and then vice versa, you get kind of updates from them as well. And so I think like if you can start a newsletter, and you can do it through like MailChimp, or there's a whole other, you know, there's so many out there, that's a really great tool as well to just keep people informed and in the loop on what you're doing right now. And you never know what crazy, like, fortuitous opportunities might come out of that.
Yeah, I feel like when you just create the container and possibility for expansion, you're allowing things to come into your life that are beyond what you comprehended. So this is the concept of kind of getting out of our own way and just allowing possibilities to come to you that, again, I'm just going to reiterate this, may be beyond your wildest comprehension.
I also think you're alluding a little bit to some work that we both have done. And I think we don't have enough time in this show to talk about that. But, you know, if you listen to Joe Dispenza and you kind of understand this idea of manifesting.
I was waiting for that.
There's a lot there, and it's kind of blown my mind. And I'm still having a hard time as a data driven fiasco, like fiend, like understanding what's happening when I do this work, but things are actually happening in crazy metaphysical ways. And so I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole today, but I do want to say like that meditation and again, getting out of your mind, I think that is a key component to being a successful entrepreneur. And I think you'd be hard pressed to find somebody who doesn't do some type of inner work.
Absolutely. So when we're talking about networking, this can also apply to building out your team. Now, last week, I had a very stressful week. I had some things fall into my lap and I already had a really full schedule. So the good news was I could call on my VA, EA, and also one of my other teams. So I have, you know, you got your like your legal team, your accounting team, your web designer, your IT, your EA, and then your body, mind, spirit, energy, like healing practitioners, right? So it's just nice when you get to the point where, okay, this is beyond my scope. I want to delegate this to somebody who's going to do a really good job at it in a fraction of the time and energy that it would take me. So you get really good at time management and delegating. But at this, you know, at the start, you're going to be doing a lot of it yourself, and that's pretty common. And then at some point, you'll realize that, okay, for us to show up as our best versions, sometimes it's good to offload this other stuff. So when it comes to time management, it's funny the parallel I also see with biohacking. So for being really intentional with how we're living our lives and all of that. So I'd love for you to add to this. And then I'd love to get into some of my favorite biohacks for time management and body, mind, spirit, energy optimization so that I can show up as my clearest version.
Yeah. My really good friend who like I became friends with very early on in both of our YouTube careers, and we're still growing, so I'm not saying that we're like super successful, but Kyle Got Camera, he's been on this show, and he talks about this philosophy of time wealth, which is that time is an invaluable resource. Like you can make all the money you want, but you don't get your time back. And so what he's done to create his, you know, own entrepreneur businesship is basically create systems so that he can delegate a bunch of things to multiple people. So he has an EA for this, a VA for that. Like, I'm like, do you ever work? And he's like, of course. He's like, but I'm doing the work that I want. I'm doing the creative stuff. I'm not having to do the admin stuff, or I'm not having to answer the emails or all this other stuff. So I think like I'm certainly getting to that point where I feel like I'm getting ready to bring on someone, but it is a lot of work. Like, I don't want to be, you know, like make it seem like, oh, you just like hire an EA online and it's like they know exactly what to do. You have to build a process for them. But when you do that, even though it's a lot of upfront work, that's actually going to save you a lot of time in the long run, meaning you're going to have time to either you know, spend it in the parts of your business that you really want to, or as Rachel will probably talk about, spend it on things like health stuff, like testing and grounding and getting out in nature and like all of this extra time you now have to do the things that are going to make you more successful, like a just an overall like happier human, which is really the ultimate goal here.
Yeah, I want to thank you, Katie, for really opening my mind up to this concept of testing instead of guessing, right? So you are a professionally trained journalist and self-proclaimed professional biohacker extraordinaire. You've taught me so, so much and opened my eyes up to many things. And I see a lot of professionals, entrepreneurs, parents getting burnt out and overwhelmed. So why I love integrating biohacking into my personal and professional practices is it helps me stay laser focused with, say, for example, maintaining my stress, right? So I just got a notification that one of my trackers that I actually sleep on, that'll be a whole other episode, that my heart rate last night was lower and my HRV has been trending upwards. Now, I'm not as particular with looking at my biohacking metrics as I once was, because I've gotten really good at feeling into from really watching my metrics, what helps keep my stress lower and things like that. And the other thing I want to talk about is food. So when we are needing to fuel our bodies, right, is this whole input output type of concept here. And this episode is actually sponsored by Viome. And one of the things I wanted to mention here is the fact that Viome has really changed the way that I look at food. And use promo code BNB checkout at Viome. Links are going to be in the description box here for this episode. But I really want to encourage you all to start to be really smart with not only how you are living and creating the business and life of your dreams, but also be super intentional with your food, so that when you are working throughout your day, you're not eating foods that are giving you brain fog, that are making you feel tired, that are impairing your ability to shine. So by focusing on specific foods and testing instead of guessing, this is how we can be smarter with our time management, with our food choices, so we can plan out our meals and make sure we're focusing on food that are going to make us feel better, that are going to give us more energy, so that we're not wasting time and energy with dealing with inflammation. So inflammation is not only the bottom line to really look at reducing in your life for your skin, clear skin, all of that, but also how you're showing up in the world. So I really wanted to spend some time talking about how much Viome has actually helped me with figuring out my food choices, and also the fact that I know that this stuff is working for me, because my biological age is actually showing me some cool metrics. So we'll be highlighting that in a future episode.
I love how you did not tell us what your biological age, because
we'll get there.
I would have asked you what your real age is. No, but I mean, I completely agree with the sentiment. Like when I first started, I did everything backwards. I was like, okay, I just need to be smarter. I just need to have more focus. I literally like took all of the nootropics I could possibly find, but I realized like those weren't actually working for me, because it's all about like, if you've got a leaky gut and things aren't actually sticking, you're not going to absorb some of these nutrients. And so, you know, I too have been a huge proponent of Viome. I'm so grateful that they are part of the B&B family now, because I think that the insights you get really can actually save you a lot of money. Like if I spent, like Rachel, like I wish I had saved my receipts, but I can tell you it was upwards of probably $5,000 in the first year just on wasted supplements, things that I was like, definitely should have this. This looks great. And oh my gosh, like you just bang your head against the wall because you're like, I want this particular effect. I want to be no brain fog. I want to be smarter. I want to have more focus. I want to be able to sit down at my computer for 7 hours and be creatively stimulated the whole way. Well, guess what, guys? It doesn't work like that. You have to take breaks, but you also have to like nourish yourself properly. That doesn't mean just drinking bulletproof coffee all day, as much as I love that. Like one cup in the morning, and then you have to have a good meal, because and knowing what should be in that meal is going to be vital towards like your long-term health. Because yeah, burnout is a real thing. And I think that's another thing that's really important to address, is like, how the heck do you manage your time when you're setting your own schedule? I have undoubtedly run up against this challenge multiple times this year, where I've gone dark on my YouTube channel when I've made that promise to people that I'm going to produce a video every week. And I get so fatigued because I spent countless number of hours perfecting my video the week before. And then I just get to the point where I'm like, I don't have the energy. And it's so hard, because if you don't take breaks strategically, you don't set at least a day, you know, and if you can, 2 days, the weekend, to yourself, to reconnect with people you love, to get outside and get sunlight. Oh my gosh, you're gonna hit that point of, I am going to break. And it's scary, and it's just like, you don't want that to happen, but it's almost inevitable. I've seen it time and time again. And so I just really encourage people, before you even start to think about becoming an entrepreneur, how are you going to set your schedule for yourself so that you know when to take breaks, when you're going to need them?
Absolutely. And one of the things I wanted to mention, when you're doing the entrepreneur journey, it is probably going to be one of the most stressful things you've ever done in your life. So why I really like doing biohacking for both personal and professional reasons is, one of the crazy things, when I did my first Viome test last year, I thought for sure I eat super healthy. I am healthy, right? But my gut scores were not very good. I was like in the 30% out of 100. So by using some of these biohacking metrics, we can identify yellow flags before they become red flags, right? And I'll just be very honest with telling you that when it comes to burnout, I have not burned out over the last number of years of implementing a different way of living. And am I surprised? Yes and no. Because I make space for accepting and integrating new information and operating systems and things like that. And then I also know how to respect my energy. And if you're an empath like I am, and you're hypersensitive to all sorts of things, this is something we need to be very cognizant of. So what I do is, one day a week, it's an off-grid day, right? And so I hop in the ride, 3 hours in the bush, you know, seeing bears, all sorts of wonderful things, and really reducing that stimulation. Now, no, I don't have children. So yes, I recognize that that is a luxury, but you know what? Pack the whole family up and have a day outside of the city together to relax, recharge, rejuvenate. And it's funny, when I take those off-grid days and when I take time for myself, I don't show up on social if I'm not in the mood for it. Forget it, because my vibe, you'll pick up on that. When we do this, we also allow space for new information to come forth. That's when I get my best creative hits, is actually when I'm cruising.
I love that. And I know you have talked about that extensively. It's inspired me to kind of take my Fridays, like half of my Friday, and leave my phone at home. I don't go out of cell service, but like I try to just mitigate my phone exposure, because I think that's really healthy for us. I think there's so much temptation with social media and this feeling like, especially if you become an entrepreneur who needs to show up on some of these platforms to get recognized. I mean, between TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all of these things, YouTube Live, it's a lot. And you have to remember, like, if you're being a performer all day, like, you know, actors get to go home at the end of the day and they get to, like, you know, go in their trailers and leave the world. But like, that is not the case for a lot of people now. Like, we are expected 24/7 to be, you know, camera ready. And that is a lot of pressure. And I have felt that pressure, maybe, you know, more so than I had wanted to. But I'm finally getting to this point where I just don't care. Like, I'm not really, I'm like enjoying the creative parts of showing up in different social media platforms when I feel like it's the right time, but I'm not holding myself accountable to like having to be there on these platforms all the time. So I think that's just a important thing to recognize and remember. Like, go, like, do the thing that you are going to feel like you're putting your most important creative energy into. For me, that's YouTube. It's not a 30-second TikTok. And we can talk about TikTok another day, but we're not going to talk about it. Then I think another thing too is recognize how you want to set up your day. Because I think, Rachel, you've got a beautiful morning schedule. And for me, exercise, first thing, getting the beautiful BDNF, moving in your body. I know that I have trouble sometimes sitting still for hours. And when I have to crank out on work, I'm very jittery. I'm very like, I got to move. I got to get up. When I exercise, like do a little HIIT training, 30 minutes in the morning, I've got so much more energy throughout the rest of the day. Fuel my body back up. It's like, you just have to like play around with different routines, figure out the one that works for you and do that thing. It's very simple. And when you can set your own schedule, that there's beauty in that too.
Absolutely. I love the freedom that actually comes with entrepreneurship because, hey, something comes up, no problem. Just block off that time and take that time for myself, which is wonderful. I wanted to share something with setting our schedule that I've learned. And I think that this is why I haven't burnt out. I won't do a one-on-one skin consultation with somebody or an interview if I am not feeling my best. So if I'm on the verge of like catching something or I'm just body, mind, spirit, energy drained, I'll actually rebook. And one of the things that's one of the reasons I do that is because I don't want to show up like my half self. I'd rather rebook and show up when I am my best version and take that day, not as a sick day, but as like a biohacking recharge regeneration day. And I actually really respect people when they have to rebook me as well, because they're just having a day themselves too. Because if we're doing an exchange here through communication and energy and all that cool stuff, you have to be very particular with what you're putting out there and when you're able to receive stuff. So I just wanted to mention a few things. When it comes to setting your schedule, I do have systems in place. I use a specific booking software. I'm not really going to mention like brand names because we're not paid to talk about those ones. But yeah, I do have one calendar. I don't have three calendars. I have one calendar. I track my screen time. And the funny thing is that at first when I started to do all this stuff, I was super polished and like kind of like this the whole time, right? Super polished and all of that. And I've really become quite a bit more relaxed and I'm just myself. What you see is what you get. We do these shows one take live. What you see is what you get. There's no surprises there. But the other thing with setting our schedule is really having that carved out AM and PM routine, because if you wake up, you hit the ground running, you've opened up your social media and boom, you're getting, you know, information, someone else's agenda in your face. That's going to totally, that's going to like really wreck your morning routine, get that cortisol dumping, unfortunately. So you have to be very intentional when you're checking in with what's going on in the world and with yourself. So having that dialed in AM and PM routine, we should do a whole other episode really getting specific on our AM and PM routines, Katie.
I was just thinking how like, gosh, back 2.5 years ago when I was, you know, working a corporate job, I would sometimes come in and just be like so stressed from news, traffic, like gridlock. And people would be like, what's wrong, Katie? What's wrong? And I'd be like, I'm fine. I'm just like, I need a moment to process. And so now I give myself the grace and the space to be able to like not have to be in front of people, because I think sometimes there's also then that emotional stress of like, oh no, people are thinking I'm in a bad mood today. And I'm not. I'm just like trying to process everything. Like, we're humans at the end of the day. Like, we have feelings and we have things that, you know, come into our lives and affect our stress levels. And sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. And so I think rather than being judged or even judging yourself, like, there's a way to just kind of elegantly flow through that when it comes to being a creative worker and as you know, Rachel, I know you talk a lot about light work, but like really doing that inner work, that kind of like taking time to, you know, either spend grounding or meditating or listening to binaural beats, whatever it is for you, dancing in your room, I don't care. Something that's like just for you, no one else. It's so good. It's like 5 minutes of that and I'm like, okay, I'm back. And I think you don't always get the luxury of that in the office, because if I just was like, hey guys, no, I need 5 minutes, I'm going to go sit and do some Joe Dispenza, they'd be like, what the heck is going on? When you're an entrepreneur, you can actually do that. And it's amazing. And like, I am so grateful. I would never go back to corporate life. Like, I loved office space, I loved coworkers, but guess what? It is so much better when you have the freedom to know, the freedom of choice. I know I can do this for myself now, and that's going to make me a better entrepreneur today, tomorrow, in the years to come.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned grace. So having that grace, so, you know, sometimes you want to have your cheat foods, but unfortunately, if you have those avoid foods, from some of the tests that you've done to isolate which foods are going to be like superfoods and avoid foods, you're going to pay for it for a couple of days, a couple of weeks later. But, you know, it is all about giving yourself grace. So grace to take that time for yourself, grace to sometimes have those cheat foods. It's all about balance. And also some other things to consider is, how are you perceiving yourself and how are others perceiving you? So having that feedback is really great as well. So Katie and I were really good with that. My husband is very good at giving me feedback, that's for sure. And some of the ways that I like to just relax and recharge and give myself that grace time for me time, right? Instead of just trying to preoccupy myself with Netflix or cell phone, is I love to read. I actually, the genre that I like to read is not what you would expect, but that'll be in another episode.
Okay,
I'll drop
okay,
my favorite
genre. I need
genre.
To know, is it like vampire, like teen fantasies?
Oh, no. No, we're talking along the lines of like street craft, trade craft. I'm not going to use like specific terms here, but if you just for obvious reasons, but if you know what those words mean, that's the type of genre that I like to, it's like a world, a life that I could never do, but it's funny. Anyways, I love to rock out on my guitar. So either the acoustic, I'll bring that in my ride. I'll just like hang out at the beach. I'll play guitar. It's really funny when I do this, when I bring it to the beach with my bestie. Sometimes I get a little bit of a crowd. I'm like, dude, I just want to be by myself and like enjoy the waves and play my guitar, rock out, sing a little bit. But, you know, sometimes when you're in a really good space, other people are going to want to be around you too. And that's cool. I'm making peace with that. But I do like to consume content as well. I love to consume content that's very much in like the energy, spiritual space, because I love taking this ride of both personal and professional development. There's so many overlaps with that, which is cool. But also, I really like making sure I'm getting that human connection. And I have a great community of friends, fellow biohackers that, you know, we get together, we support one another, we share what our struggles are, and we're just our honest versions with one another. And we learn when we speak things out and then we hear things from people. That's really how information can be relayed. And then you just have to sit with things and integrate them sometimes.
I totally agree. And I think community and connection is something that all of us have probably struggled with a little bit in the last year. And I have definitely felt that, especially having moved to an isolated island, which is a great place, but I miss my friends and family a lot. And so I'm sort of like now in this new headspace where I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to just sit back idly. I'm going to create systems for my you know, self to be able to connect more with people. And that is, you know, not only through like Zoom calls, because I think there's a little bit of a Zoom fatigue, but like I'm actually doing retreats. Like I'm getting a bunch of people together in Austin next month and we're going there and we're going to do a biohacking day, a grounding day, a business day. It's like, you can do that stuff. And I'm working with somebody on the delegation of things because it's a lot to take on yourself, but it's going to be fun. And I'm really excited about that. And so giving yourself things to look forward to, milestones to achieve, ways to then take your business ideas and share it with others in some type of collaborative setting. If in person doesn't work for you, that's fine. Like, you can, there's other ways to do it online, but I just think getting insights and learning from what's worked, what hasn't worked for others could potentially help you with your own business too. This is why we wanted to do this particular episode today, because I think there's so, and we haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg in terms of what's potentially out there, but like, you can always book a one-on-one call on some of this stuff. Like, I know we both love talking skin and biohacking, but like, if you want to just talk to me about like how I created my business, I'm happy to do that too. And you can always book a call with us if you head over to beautyandthebiohacker.com, and you'll see all of those links there, as well as our links for today's sponsor, which is Biome. And I am just so thrilled because, my gosh, I think I've been used, that was like one of the first products I ever used when I went to the biohacking conference, and I actually met Naveen, and I was like, he's the founder, he's so down to earth, and he's been on this show. And just that company, like, when you talk about brand alignment and things that you're like, I want to support businesses that I think are really, you know, in alignment with where I want to take my health and I want others to take their health, hopefully, I'm just like, Viome is right on the money there. They're doing some crazy innovative stuff. And in January, I don't know if I can disclose this, but there's rumors that a new test is coming out, maybe related to the oral microbiome. But yeah, it's very exciting. There's a lot going on with that company now. So definitely hit them up with our promo code BNB at checkout.
Yeah, today was a really fun episode, and the closing remarks I'd love to give everyone is, give your body, mind, spirit, and energy the grace that you need to find balance sometimes. Don't get overwhelmed with biohacking options, but I gotta say that food selection piece is gonna be, that's numero uno on my list. And then I would say next would be a sleep optimization, because people can get a little bit overwhelmed with what kit to use, what biohacking tools to use. But yeah, food selection is a great place to start so that you can fuel yourself and show up as your greatest version, online here and in your communication through interviews and with your clients and things like that. So we're just here taking y'all along for the ride with us. We're totally transparent, sharing our systems, what works for us, and all of that. So really fun episode here today, Katie, with you.
Yes, thank you guys. And maybe share it with a friend. Like, you know, you can always share one of these podcast episodes with your bestie while you're driving 3 hours out of the woods. And, you know, we show up because we have learned so much and we really care about this community. So reach out to us. You know, our Instagram is Beauty and the Biohacker, as well as our website, beautyandthebiohacker.com. We just want to hear from you guys and if this kind of stuff resonates with you. So until next time, hope you all have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into Beauty and the Biohacker today. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to leave a comment or share it on your social media account, and we'll give you a shout out. And don't forget to head over to beautyandthebiohacker.com to check out all our episodes and our favorites page, where we include our curated list of products with special discount codes just for you guys. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter, because we're sharing some exclusive content and giveaways you won't want to miss.